Begin our meeting and with the acknowledgement of country. Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land at which the meeting is held and pays its respects to elders both past and present and extends that respect to other Aboriginal people who are present, either physically or via blue jeans. So as we're about to go into a meeting, we just ask you to all make sure your phones are on silent. You know that the new policy of a donation to a charity of the Mayor's choice if your phone rings during the meeting, and we're all aware that the council meeting is being recorded and broadcast. Do we have any apologies?
No apologies, Mr. Mayor.
GM. We've had the minutes of the meeting of the 18th of February circulated. Could we get confirmation of those minutes, please? Councillor Todd, thank you for that. Councillor Capel, all those in favour? Carried. Unanimously. We've disclosures of interest, whether they're a pecuniary interest or a non-pecuniary conflict of interest. Do we have any of those?
Mr. Mayor, Councillor Clancy has provided me with a written advice that item, he has a non-pecuniary conflict of interest, less than significant one, in item number 11, which is the Town Beautification Committee, as his wife is a member of that committee.
Thank you, General Manager, and thank you, Councillor Clancy. Any others? Move in a second that we accept those. That one. Councillor Hill, Councillor Capel, all those in favour? Carried. Item one, mayoral minute of the Mayor's log of activity kilometres travelled from the 9th of February to the 10th of March. I can move that one. If we have a seconder, Councillor Capel, thank you for that. If there's no questions there, we'll put that motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item two, the mayoral minute health services meeting that we had at Dunedoo. I can move that one again. Councillor Cable, thank you for seconding that. We got any debate or discussion on that meeting? Councillor Lewis.
Well, I just asked the question. In the inaugural Warrumbungle Shire Council, we sponsored a medical student and an engineering student in the form of a scholarship or assisted them. Whatever happened to that? I think young McWhirter was the engineer. I don't know who the doctor
Cooler
was.
Council, I think.
I don't know, we might investigate that some other time. It's not on our topic here. We might discuss that with some other councils. Thanks, Councillor Lewis. Councillor Hill?
Wendy thinks it was...
I thought that had something to do with when we were on Cooler Shire. I'm going back a long time.
Wayne McWhirter had the motel up here. His son was a training engineering student. He came and did work here at the council. And I know we had him sponsored a medical person as well, but I don't know who they were. But it'd be a good way of helping out the shortage of professional skills in our local government area.
Well, we can look into that. Anything else specifically about that meeting that anyone wants to bring up? Good, bad or otherwise?
What can I say? I think there were a number of people there who felt that it was all very well for people to get up and speak about the future, but there is really, I think, a bit of a problem with the management of the multi-purpose service in Dunedoo. That's all I can say.
I think we've made an undertaking to follow up any people's concerns, so if that's a concern that people have, if they can raise that directly, we could address that. Councillor Milton?
I was quite disappointed at the attitude from several of the most senior speakers in that they treated the Dunedoo population with a very patronising manner, in my mind. It was as though they made out that the Dunedoo people were not friendly and not welcoming, and I thought that was quite insulting, in fact.
Yes.
And in so doing, they tried to shift the blame away from themselves and to the community, and I thought that was very upsetting to my mind, and I know a number of the guests felt the same way. The way they spoke really was a bit of smoke and mirrors in my mind. They didn't address the critical issues in terms of how they run the hospitals. And some of them were silent altogether, like the PHNs. You just wonder what they were doing there at all. They said nothing, they didn't propose anything, they didn't say that they did anything. But the LHD didn't really tackle the problems of why they can't retain and recruit. They made very generalised comments that apply to Australia and New South Wales, but nothing specific to the community, so I thought it was an opportunity lost. Let's hope any follow-up meeting is more specific and drills down into the real issues.
Thanks for that. Councillor Capel?
I would like to concur with the Deputy Mayor, and the community sentiment in social media comments the following day were they felt they were being blamed, which is not a positive outcome for those that came to attend.
Yes, I think that was a bit unjust. Anyone with anything else that was there that wants to? But I think the thing we must reinforce is that we weren't going to wave a magic wand and have everything fixed that night. But I think once we're, as the council, made a bit more aware of the issues, I think we can target our response and our follow-up as a result of that. And I think, disappointments aside, I think it was a worthwhile process to do that. I think it was handled well from here on. I think there's potential. Anyway, if there's nothing further, I'll got a mover in a second, and I'll put the motion. All was carried unanimously. Item 3, councillors' monthly travel claims. Councillor Todd, Councillor Shinton. Nothing too much there, is there? Put the motion. All those in favour? Councillor Todd?
Yeah.
Carried unanimously. Item 4, minutes of the country mayor's meeting. Well, I can move that one. Seconder, Councillor Todd. The big thing which was listed last there for me from that meeting was this emergency services levy and what's going to become of that. And at the minute, the state government, in their generosity, have been raising an invoice but then taking care of it. But I'm not sure how much longer that can go on for. At the country mayor's meeting there, Cabon Council, I think that was, their rate, the rise in their emergency services levy is $200,000, and that's equivalent to a 2% rate increase for them. So that's all their rate increase gone on that levy. Or they could resheet 7 km of road, I think they said, something like that. So it is a big problem, and we're being asked to pay the money or wear all the blame, and I don't think that's acceptable, but that's something that needs to be sorted out.
Was it discussed at all, the idea that was presented about 5 years ago, where there was on your rates notice a FSL levy as opposed to on insurance policies? Remember they were going to change it so it was equitable and everyone was contributing. Has that been totally dropped by state, or are they just dilly-dallying, or...?
Well, that was raised, and I think it was discussed with that resolution, but one of the points against that with the rate notice was the some shires, and ours included, such a large number of premises don't pay rates, so that they're... yet again, the target falls back on the people who are actually paying rates. So if it's put on the rate notice, you know, national parks and stuff don't pay that. Forestry don't pay that, but then they want people to go and put the fire out. So
just don't go until they pay.
But anyway, it was discussed with that resolution, but I just thought I'd bring it up to speed. It is a worrying thing that I'm not sure. Do you know off the top of your head, General Manager, what our increase is?
In dollar terms, no.
No, we haven't been advised as yet.
But anyway, that's one. That's about all that you can't read for yourself in the minute, so I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 5, Delegates Report, Central West Regional Weeds Meeting. Councillor Shenton. Councillor Hill. Any debate or discussion on this item?
Just through you, Mr. Mayor. Do they know when those blue heliotrope beetles will be in enough numbers for release?
At this stage, they're going well. Is that all I can tell you? They take them to most meetings and show them off. But they're breeding quite well, and there's been three batches have been released onto a person's place, but they're not telling people where they are because someone will go and knock. Oh. Do you want me to repeat all that? No, thank you. Yeah, so it'll be a couple of years, I would think, yeah. And I was at... between Canamble and Galagambone the other day, and there was a property out there that was absolutely infested, and when those beetles first came in 4 or 5 years ago, that's where they nested. And going through that, I said to somebody, this is the worst place for blue heliotrope in New South Wales. And we couldn't find any. So that's a long-term thing, yeah. So, but anyway, yeah.
Oh, very good. That is a good news story. Nothing further. We'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Moving on to item 6, the Delegates' Report, Mining and Energy-Related Council Meeting. Thanks, Councillor Shinton. Seconder, Councillor Clancy. Anything on this item?
Already asked.
Doesn't need a public airing, I don't think.
There was a suggestion of bringing in a rate on extraction industries to replace the mining rate and to cover the environmental, social and impact to ratepayers, but we have voluntary planning agreements that actually address those issues with projects. So I think Councillor Shinton can explain it's not just that particular change with rates.
But in the review, what was being suggested by the government was that the mining rate would go, and a mining rate is usually a bit of a lottery. What usually happens, or what happens now, is that the mining rate is set by a council. They can set as large amount as they wish, within reason. And that usually comes off your agricultural rates. And what the government have suggested in their wisdom is that it should go be a business rate and be set as a business. But we're arguing that in fact it's not a business either. We think that that whole rate should be treated as a lottery, and it should be outside your rates bucket. And because the mine will only last, 20 to 30 years, some last less than that. But why should we upset the whole rating structure by introducing that wealthy part of the rating system? Anyway, the government has agreed to let it lay. They want to have a little bit of a finger in the pie to see how you're setting it and what rationale you're using. But... we think that all of those, gas extraction, wind and solar, the whole lot of them should be outside your rating structure. And you've got to go back to where you were. And that's what happened in Gunnedah. Years ago, it was Goolay approached the council when it was Coonabarabran Shire Council and said they wanted to move to Gunnedah. The rates were higher than Gunnedah's, only because of the coal mines and the fact that the rural rate had dropped so much. The consequence has been that they've had, I don't know how many rate rises above and beyond, so their rates are, in fact, higher than ours now. So it's just one of those things.
No more discussion on that. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item of business is item 7, the delegates report, North West Weights and Loads meeting. Councillor Todd moved. Councillor Clancy second. Any debate or discussion on this item? Well, if that's the case, I'll put the motion. Over, carried unanimously. Item 8, the minutes of the Australia Day Awards 2021 committee meeting from the 10th of December. Have a mover, Councillor Cable. Councillor Hill, thank you for seconding that. As it's only for noting, I think we'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Item 9, the minutes of the Economic Development and Tourism meeting. Councillor Capel, thank you. Councillor Hill, thank you for seconding that. Any business arising that needs to be aired? Well, I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Minutes of the Traffic Advisory Committee meeting, 25th of February. Councillor Shinton, thank you for that. Seconder. Councillor Clancy, thank you. Any business arising from...
I had a question from a constituent about widening of the footpaths in Gasilla Street from the Clock Tower of the West down to Woolworth to an extra 2.5 metres on either side. Is that part of this committee or...?
No. It was somewhere, wasn't it?
Keep on.
It was somewhere in the minutes.
All right. There's no questions on this. I'll put that motion. Carried unanimously. Item 11, minutes of the Town Beautification Committee meeting, 2nd of March. Brady is going to move that. Seconded Councillor Iannuzzi.
To step out, I'm happy to. I'm sure he should be right. I would have thought he's right. It's not significant, is it?
So, we got any debate or discussion on this item? Councillor Brady, have you got anything? You came through very loud and clear there, Councillor Brady.
Yeah, I'll just ask the question, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, Councillor Clewis.
About the footpath. I hadn't heard of it before. It's probably my fault for not listening, but how much money is it going to cost?
Oh, well, it did certainly come to council, and was my intention to vote against it until council meeting, and I think the director spoke persuasively in favour of it, and I did vote for it. Off the top of my head, 180,000. Anyway, we might find that figure for you. What's your question?
We tried parallel parking before, and it was a dismal failure, complete and utter failure. And the public were outraged about it, so we had to go back to angle parking. For the benefits gained from it and the cost involved, we seem to have a history of repeating bad behaviour over and over again. We don't learn from our mistakes.
I think it's
still... It'll make a narrow street out of it. Yeah. If you take 5 metres out of the street, it's still...
Yeah. Would you like to comment there, Director?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the proposal is, it's not 5 metres, it's an overall reduction in width of 3 metres, 1.5 metres either side. So it's extending the curb, the footpath out 1.5 metres for a distance of around 70 metres from the clock tower end down to the near the intersection, the driveway intersection with Woolies. So it's extending the footpath. This project is funded through the local roads and community infrastructure program that from the Australian government. And there's no proposal for parallel parking. The angle parking will remain. So the width, while it's reduced, it's the if you like, the distance from the face of curb to the centre of the road is the same distance that we see in John Street from the face of the curb to the centre median, about 9.5 metres.
And Councillor Lewis.
I was doing my homework on the draft budget policy and I noted that Cooler wanted some footpath paved and it was $12,000 a square metre, or $1,200 a square metre, I should say. I hope that's not what it's going to cost down Casilla Street.
Yeah, thank you, General Manager. He's just refreshed my memory. I was out by 20,000. It's not 180,000, it's 160,000 allocated for this project. Any further discussion?
Just to thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just I should say that we're calling quotes for that work. Moment. So we've had an on-site meeting with some contractors expecting that done by contractors and council, so combined effort.
Mr. Tighe?
Could I just ask, Mr. Mayor, did we go to the community about this at all? Is there any community consultation? Were they asked to give comments or anything like that?
Yes, there were. That's correct. We went out to public consultation. Yep.
Do we get many comments?
We received a few similar concerns about the width,
Councillor Hill.
I just wondered why we need to do it. I walk up and down there from time to time, and I can't understand that. I don't know why it's necessary to spend that sort of money there. That's all.
My answer would be you've got to keep your 1.2 metres between people.
Not forever, hopefully. Yes, Councillor? Mr. Tighe?
So the purpose of the project, Mr. Mayor, is to reduce the likelihood of vehicles reversing into the post. For one thing, and also the existing curb is the old 10-inch, 200mm curb. So it's a high step, and combined with the gutter that's cracked, it has presented as a pedestrian hazard. The gutter, and the curb. So the new curb will be just not 200mm, but 150. It would be an easier step up for people crossing the road. Plus the reduced likelihood of vehicles reversing into, there's a number of posts, a random post along there.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Well, if there's nothing further, as I said, I did come to that meeting 12 months or more ago, intending to vote against that, but the director was so persuasive that I changed my mind. All right, if there's nothing further, I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Item 12 is the minutes of the Coonabarabran Swimming Pool Advisory Committee. Moved, Councillor Shinton.
Oh, sorry, yes, move it.
Councillor Todd, seconder, thank you for that. Any debate or discussion on this item?
Just a note there on the issues. It says that the committee expressed disappointment that the $4 million application does not include a wet splash park. It doesn't include a toddler's pool at all. So it's that was the worry with the committee, was that we're pulling out an asset that we have, when it's put back, none of us want to walk down the street to see the cranky mothers. If there's no, because the most popular thing at that pool right now is the toddler's pool. So that was a bit of a disappointment, but if we're successful with the application, hopefully there's enough money there to construct a splash park or a toddler's pool. Time will tell.
Indeed. Any other comments on this item? Very well. Well, I'll... Right, Councillor Todd? No, no. We're just going to put the motion. Carried unanimously. Okay, item 13, Council Resolutions Report. Where we have tended astray in recent meetings. We didn't today into business arising, which we don't have, and this is more probably where we should look if there's business arising from the last meeting. We'll bring it up in this report here. Move. Seconded, Councillor Cable, Councillor Hill. Anyone got anything they wish to raise? And then I'll put that motion. All those in favour, carried unanimously. Item 14, the revotes and high value projects report. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. Councillor Hill. This got an airing at the Internal Audit Committee meeting this afternoon, and no major issues were flagged with it. No one else has anything, we'll put the recommendation. Carried unanimously. Okay. Item of business is the item 15, community consultation meetings. Councillor Table. Councillor Shenton.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, just one quick item. Unfortunately, I'm going to be away for a couple of those dates, and I'm just wondering if we might change one of those meetings over, perhaps Barradine or Coonabarabran for Binaway. I just think that there's some issues at Binaway that I need to attend for, unless you're happy for me not to be there.
So you would like to move Binaway to the 20th?
Just one of the other dates, yes.
Does anyone have any? Well, Barradine, which is the 4th of May.
I think, Councillor Todd, you were indicating that you might not be able to make Barradine.
I'll do Barradine or Coolora.
So perhaps swap that one.
If we swap Barradine, you might be in attendance then if we move it to another date.
Go through one by one, and just so we're clear.
We'll be swapping, correct me if I'm wrong here, General Manager, we're going to swap Binaway on the 27th, we'll have Barradine on the 27th.
Yep. So Goolai still the 19th?
Yes.
Kuno is the 20th.
Yep. Dunny do the 21st. Mandora on the 26th. We'll move Barradine to the 27th of April. Coola will be the 3rd of May, and now Binaway. It'll be the 4th of May, Star Wars Day.
I believe we should, next time they come round, we shouldn't go to Goolai at all. We should go to Mullally. It'd be more centralised.
It's not in the Shire, unless you do it out at the sports ground.
Well, there might be something shiny new to go and sit in there shortly. So
perhaps that's something we ask the people of Goolai and surrounds when we go out there.
That's a good suggestion, General Manager.
Nobody lives at Goolai, now's the trouble.
There's a few around there.
Tamworth Springs can go to, more likely go to Mullally's and go to Goolai.
Well, we'll put that to the middle. It'll be one item of conversation when we're out there on the 19th. So with those adjustments made, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 16, implementation of record strategy. I have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Clancy. Councillor Capel, thank you for that. Noting not too much discussion, I'll put the notion.
Yep.
Motion rather. Carried unanimously. Item 17, second quarterly budget review statement as at 31st of December 2020. We have a mover. Councillor Cable. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. Director Parker, have you, Mr. Parker, got anything you wish to draw to our attention that regarding this?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, no.
Anything
unless there's questions.
Questions or comments? Recommendation at the end of page 41. I'll move in a second, or I'll put the motion. Okay, moving on, item 18. Investments and term deposits for the month ending 28 February 2021. Councillor Capel, Councillor Shinton, thank you for that. Any questions for the relevant people? Recommendation there that we accept the investments report. I'll put that recommendation. Carried unanimously. Item 19 is the development of a local transport plan. Move on to the seconder. Councillor Shinton, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Councillor Hill.
Yep.
Questions or comment before I put the motion, the recommendation?
When are you expecting to have them present?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, I can't answer that at the moment. The invitations are dependent on Council's resolution.
Oh, I understand that. I just thought you might have had a time frame.
No, we don't have a time frame just at the moment.
Are the other members of the JOC proceeding with theirs? Or is everyone in a bit of limbo doing these on what's actually required?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure that the JO is active in this area at the moment, so I'm not in a position to comment on the councils whether or not they're preparing a local transport plan or not.
All right, well, I'll put the recommendation that we make the invitation and we'll details to follow. I'll put the recommendation. Carried unanimously. Item 20, development applications. mover, Councillor Cable, Councillor Shenton, thank you. Questions? If there are none.
Just an observation, it's looking busy, which is good.
Right, well, I'll put the recommendation. Nancy, are you voting? Yeah. Carried unanimously. Item 21, the rescission motion 239, forward stroke 2021. So we've got a mover, Councillor Lewis, thank you for that. Councillor Capel. Got any, Councillor Lewis?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. The reason I put the rescission motion in is I didn't want all the things that were in the recommendation at the last meeting, and I don't think the public did either. We wanted very, very strongly to adhere to the KISS principle. The only real cost association with the project was just to be make it safe out there, and I feel that it should already be safe, whether the public's going there or not. You've always got to allow for the idiot factor. And just the right for people to be able there to go out and have a fish or a walk around or whatever. There's no need for amenities and spending millions of dollars, and I think we have a duty of care to maintain the asset and keep the road in and out of there trafficable. That's the reason for the rescission motion.
Right, well, anyone else got anything they want to say? Well, as you know, when this was first raised, I thought this has got some potential, so we called for the report, and the bit that swung me into not voting in favour of this, which I will repeat this month, is the advice that we got in February of 2021 from DPIE Water, that said it is best if Tymore Dam can be restricted from access for recreational use due to higher risks associated with multiple activities likely to happen in and around the dam. And they further advised that any contamination event would be significant due to the small size of the dam. So I use my vote to say we not proceed with this, because in light of that advice, at the time we've got this section 430 hanging over our head, I didn't think it was the way to go. So if no one else has got anything more they want to add, Councillor Cable?
In your decision making, were you factoring in mechanical water sports, which was not Councillor Lewis or my vision for up there by any stretch? It wasn't going to be jet skis or motorboat. That, to me, shouldn't happen up there. It was just walking, fishing, maybe kayak, things like that, but not motorsports.
No, motorsports wasn't in mind.
Yeah.
No.
Mr. Mayor, yeah, have you been up to the dam at all?
No.
No, there's not much walking there. Yeah, the slope is usually between probably 60 and 45 degrees. You can't walk on probably the whole of the, what would that be, the southern bank of the dam. And the thing that worries me, of course, is blue-green algae. Where the agitator is, there's none there, but on the banks you'll find it there. Anything that's not moving usually has it. And that's always been a health concern in the area. What else can we say? It is our primary water source.
Yeah.
There was a misquote in the newspaper that said that the bores are our main water source, but that's in fact not correct, and it'll be a while before we probably get any of those licences to it's an emergency water system, so I would err on caution as well. I agree with the Mayor, so I definitely wouldn't change my mind.
Yes, it's not that big, that's the thing.
Oh, I understand that. And there are plenty of other dams that get blue-green algae, and they you know, if you're stupid to go in if there's stuff floating on the water. It's that simple. Other dams just put out a warning.
But look, I think as the Mayor, I'm pleased that we have councillors that raise motions that get ideas and look to make the place better, and I think we've had a good, well-mannered debate amongst the councillors, and I think if that can, in my mind, if we can move from the dam to redeveloping the river, and we had a few another example from you, Councillor Shinton, there tonight, some other ways that that might be progressed without sourcing some funding.
Do you want me to comment?
I think that'd be good.
Okay. Yeah. At the Bushfire Management Committee meeting the other day, I asked again about that part of the river being used by aircraft to source water for bushfire fighting, and just recently, I think if you stood up, it's, it doesn't even come up to your waist now. There's that much silt in the dam. There is money to improve those waterways for aircraft to get water. So all we have to do is apply. The funding's there. I've spoken to Ms. Ryan, and she she can find out now. It'd be worthwhile ringing Corey to get the exact, you know, wording, but that there is funding available to open that up, and if that happens, I think we've got exactly what we want. We've got the, you know, people will be able to use that area for all sorts of sports, and they used to in the past.
No, that's good news. And then further to that, there's some grants going at the minute, which some good community-minded people are applying for. It's a small grants that can do riverbank or river rehabilitation up to $50,000 at the moment. And then I read with interest that in the middle of the year there's going to be large-scale grants for the similar things will open up. And I would hope that council might be able to lodge a successful application there, that we might be able to attract some outside funds to make that area of the town, which could be really, really something. We could use some help to improve that. And just before I put it to the vote, I did get some outside help technically, and roughly Tymore Dam at its longest point is 912 metres long, roughly 150 metres wide. From the bridge to the lower weir, it's a bit over a kilometre, so it's 100 metres longer. And if you go from weir to weir, it's 2 kilometres long. So if that was all rehabilitated there, that's a mighty impressive bit of water that could be utilised for all manner of water activities.
We must remember the Tymore Dam's only 16 hectares full, and it'll be only about 8 hectares full.
Quite correct there, councillors. So anyway, if there's nothing further, I will put that motion. So if you support the rescission motion, you'll vote in favour of this. If you don't support the rescission motion, you'll be against. So I'll just
have another question.
Yeah, certainly.
Who has control of the land between the weirs? Is it council? Is it Crown Land? Is it LLS?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it's not council. I know that. It's either Crown Land or it'd be under DPIE.
It's a waterway, and you can go along the river, anywhere in the river in a boat.
But if you're applying for funding, you have to be approved by the managing authority, whether it's council, Crown Lands, or local land services. So we probably need to investigate who is the authority before we start talking about applying for any grants.
Good advice. So, with that being said, if you
So I'd just like to make a comment as well, and I agree with everything that's going, being said around the chamber. But you know, and I appreciate Ambrose that you've spoken to DPIE, but you know, one conversation, and we just end the conversation there. As we can see, the community, the backlash just from the vote, and that, I have to say, majority of the community want this, you know, and I know there's there's hurdles involved with everything that we engage in, but, you know, I just hate to see something come to council and then we just shut it down so quick and the conversation, you know, really doesn't get started, or there's no agitation of these organisations or whatever else to say, well, this is what we want, or this is, you know. Yeah, so basically I agree with everything that everyone said, but, yeah, and I support the rescission motion.
Thanks, Councillor Brady. Well, if there's nothing further, so just to be clear again, if you support the rescission motion, you might indicate that by raising your hand now. So we've got one, two, three, Councillor Brady, Councillor Lewis, Councillor Capel. And against?
Just for the sake of simplicity, Mr. Mayor, I'll record Councillors Capel, Brady and Lewis for, the rest against.
Next. So it is lost. So, item 22.
Mr. Mayor, does Council want me to go through the individual items, or are they going to move in block?
Move in block is the go.
Councillor Shinton, I think that was.
I'll second.
Councillor Capel. I'll put that vote that we put move on block on this carried unanimously.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The opportunity now is available to those members of the public who are present to put forward their reasons why council should not go into closed council to consider those items listed. Mayor, there are no representations from the public, so there's a further motion there that council now go into closed council.
Can I move on to seconder, please? Councillor Capel, Councillor Hill. Put that recommendation carried unanimously.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to report on the resolutions that were made during closed council. Item 22.1, the Organisational Development Monthly Report. The resolution was that the report, a monthly report for February 2021, be noted for information. Item 22.2, Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report. The resolution was that Council endorse the actions as outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Project. Item 22.3, Coonabarra Round Groundwater Pipeline Design and Construction Tenders. Resolution was that Council 1 notes the information contained in the Coonabarra Round Groundwater Pipeline Design and Construct Tenders Report. 2, accepts a tender for the Coonabarra Round Groundwater Pipeline Design and Construct from Shiverton Estates Proprietary Limited, trading as Thompson Irifab, for the total contract value of $1,775,742.10, inclusive of GST. Item 22.4, tender for building Council Buildings Cleaning Contract. Resolution was that one, the contract for the cleaning of the council buildings is awarded to HACCP International Property Services Proprietary Limited for the sum of $164,010.66 per annum for the period of 3 years, with an option for a 2-year extension, and 2, that the authority be granted to the General Manager to negotiate an extension beyond the initial 3-year period. And item 22.5, Merrill Minnett, Interim Performance Review General Manager. The resolution of council was that the information contained in the Merrill Minute Interim Performance Review General Manager Report be noted.
Thank you, General Manager. So if there's no further business, we'll close the meeting and remind you all the Mindoran Show is with us this weekend, and Councillor Hill, I believe you're attending the art preview on your way home this evening, so if you could pass on our good wishes and for a successful show.
The show's been postponed.
Yep. Postponed?
Yep.
Has it now? It's been postponed.
The Mindoran Show's postponed.
As of today.
We had a phone call this afternoon.
Very good. Well, yep. Good to know. Was
postponed.
Yep. Too wet. Had 3 inches of rain there last night.
We got 7 mils.
Oops, sorry.
Well, thank you for that information. Otherwise, I'd have found myself all alone down there on Saturday.
That's exactly right.
So I'll say tonight.
Yeah. Travel safely, councillors, on your way home, and thank you for your attendance.
Take away to bear me.